Josie scurried off. Rick nodded at us again, then followed her more slowly.
Wow!
Chet said as we pushed through the door to our suite, which was standing ajar.
Josie seemed really bummed out about this whole blizzard thing.
Frank stepped over to the closet and pulled out his suitcase. Can you blame her? It sounds like things are pretty bad for the lodge right now.
Maybe that's how that warning ribbon went missing yesterday, Chet said.
He grabbed a crumpled pair of jeans off the floor where he'd dropped them the night before.
Too few people trying to do too many things.
Maybe. I traded a look with Frank, realizing we'd never filled Chet in on what we'd found in the bushes. Just as well. He'd probably accuse us of looking for a mystery where there wasn't one. Or was there? Even if the warning ribbon could have blown off into the bushes, that rock definitely hadn't rolled itself on top of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Frank shot a look at the window. The curtains were pulled back, allowing us to see the fat, lazy snowflakes drifting steadily to earth.
But come on. Let's get going before the storm gets any worse.
I pushed all thoughts of missing ribbons out of my mind. It didn't matter now. We were leaving. 15 minutes later, we were back in the lobby. Chet dropped a duffel bag atop our pile of luggage, then fished his car keys out of his pocket.
Let's find Cody and say goodbye, he said. Then I'll bring the car around and we can load our stuff.
Sounds like a plan.